Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show, where we talk a lot about sports business and especially with a heavy emphasis on basketball. And, of course, it's the third Tuesday of each month where we talk to five great coaches in the NWAC, also five great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And, of course, by having the name after it, I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. Brock Guthrie will start us off tonight, the head men's coach at Skagit Valley Community College. Brock, how are you doing tonight?
Good, Greg. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Love having you on, as I do all the other four coaches. This is always a great program for me to do because I don't know you guys that well, but I admire you, so that's always fun for me. Hey, I'm going to ask every coach tonight, Brock, to start off. At this time, with about a month to go in the season before you hit the playoffs, what letter grade would you give your team and why?
Well, you know, probably at this point, I think we're probably getting a solid B. You know, it just depends on where we're talking. I think on the offensive end, I really like what our team's doing. You know, we're scoring in the high 80s, low 90s for the season, which is right where we want to be. I think if you do that more nights than not, you're going to come out on top. Obviously, defensively, I don't think we're quite where we want to be yet, but I think we've made some strides over the last 2 weeks since coming back from the break. But I do think we're continuing to make progress and heading in the right direction. So I think at this point, a solid B, but still room for improvement, especially on the defensive end.
Brock, with that improvement coming that you want to see, it's a time of year where maybe a little mental fatigue sets in. And possibly physical fatigue. How do you handle that? I realize these are young guys that you coach, but they also got their schoolwork going on and everything else.
Yeah, you know, I think each coach has their own strategy for handling this, but it does definitely set in. You know, you think about these kids, a lot of them, it's their first year in college, a year out of high school, and they're used to playing a 20-game schedule, you know, in the high school ranks. And currently, I mean, we're at game number 15 or 16 with a couple exhibitions. So we're almost already to, you know, the max of where they usually get at the end of the season. So just being aware of their fatigue level, being aware of what's going on, you know, in the classroom. We started the new quarter last week, so there's you know, they're ramping up there too. And so if we can shorten a practice a little bit, you know, here or there and cut out 20 minutes a day, that usually helps. But just really trying to be efficient with our practice time at this point of the year and make it as less of a grind as we can for them. Obviously with the intent still to get work done, but try to be much more efficient at this point in the season.
Brock, tell us about your next game. Who do you have up next? And what you plan? You got any special plans for that game without revealing them?
We're at Everett Community College tomorrow night. You know, they're high up, high powered offense, scoring in the mid 90s. So yeah, game plan really just first one to 100. I think wins that one tomorrow night. But you know, in all seriousness, you know, we've got to try to do some things to take them out of what they like to do offensively, and we've been working on that the last couple of days, and really just try to you know, throw some different looks at them and see if we can get them out of rhythm. But, you know, always going to be a tough one down at their place. Coach Walker does a great job, and they definitely have been able to score points at a high rate the last 2 years. So it should be an exciting game tomorrow night.
Yeah, they're a very good team. And I want to ask you, you're a successful coach. You know what you're doing. Is this time of year where kind of the defense and offense should be balanced? Or are you still always one of those areas is ahead of the other one, depending on the team that you have?
I think one is usually ahead of the other, and it just depends on either, you know, the skill and the returning guys you have coming back or, you know, the system you're playing. I think for us, you know, our offense has been ahead of our defense all year, and so it's just with this group of guys, we're just talented offensively, so that's not a surprise. In past years, I think we've had much more talent on the defensive side of things, so the defense was ahead at this point of the year. So it just changes from year to year, but you just, I think you're hoping going into conference play that you're firing on all cylinders in one area, offensively or defensively, and then you just got to really make the other kind of the priority to improve each day in practice. And that's where we've been the last 2 weeks, and I think our guys are starting to figure some things out. So hopefully that'll show itself tomorrow night.
And do you, my final question for you, do you change your practice schedule much this time of year after you've been practicing pretty solid for about 2.5 months?
You know, we do try to shorten things up a little bit, yeah, heading into league play. You know, a lot of things we talk about with our guys is, hey, if we don't know it by now, it's just, you know, it's rare that it's going to all of a sudden sink in. And so I think we feel we get more bang for our buck if we're shorter and precise in practice where we're fresh on game day. And that's kind of where we try to switch things up. You know, in the first half of the year when you're in non-conference play, we're on the floor for 2 hours every day, regardless if I think we need it or not. We get into league play and I really try to shorten things up and try to keep guys fresh, keep minds fresh, keep legs fresh, and usually we perform better on Wednesday and Saturday. So that's kind of the mode we're in right now.
We'll be in the home stretch when we talk to you again, Brock. Have a great month, and we'll talk to you again in February.
As always, hey, thanks for having me, Greg. Yep, we'll talk to you next month.
You betcha. That's Brock Belcher, the head men's basketball coach at Skagit Valley Community College. And I am having a little, I'm having a little technical difficulty here tonight, so I'm going to go a little out of order. Hope I don't surprise this person. Jeff Rylan, are you with us right now?
Hey, I'm with you, Greg. How are you doing?
Very good. Taking a little order. We'll talk to Chad next, but I'm doing great. Thanks for being on each month. I really enjoyed talking to you at the holiday tournament down here. And what letter grade would you give your team, Jeff?
Well, you know, I'm kind of in the same boat Brock is. You know, it just depends on what we're talking about. I mean, overall, I'd probably give us a C+. You know, offensively, we're a little bit higher. I'd probably give us a B to a B+ offensively. We're scoring about 85, 86 points a game. Our defense this year has not been as strong as I had hoped that it would be. We're having some problems with foul trouble almost every night, and so things have been a little tougher that way. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we're working hard, and we're trying to get better every day. And some nights we play great D, and then other nights it's just like, hey, what happened? You know, we're just not very good on the defensive end. So I'd say a C+.
Jeff, let me ask you a question about, you know, the NWAC is a pretty good travel league for a lot of the teams. You got a lot of travel in the Eastern section. You know, how do you manage that this time of year when fatigue, especially mentally, can set in with anyone? Or do you kind of gear the players up for that?
Well, you have to look for, you know, you have to have your players look forward to the travel. I mean, in, like you said, in the East, it's just a way of life. It's what we have to do. You know, some of our trips are 3-hour drives or even a 3.5-hour drive. So, you know, you just have to, you know, get your kids wrapped around the idea that this is what we do and we have to do it. And in the non-league season, I usually have one or two trips where we go over to the west side and we travel the same day we play because you know it's going to be, that's a little further than what we normally go, but it gets the same idea out there that hey, we've got to travel, get off the bus and play, and so you know, we just try to own it, you know, and just deal with it and have our kids accept it.
Jeff, who do you have up next?
We got the mighty Bigfoot Sasquatch tomorrow night up in Spokane. So, you know, we've definitely got our hands full. You know, they've got a great basketball team and you know, they're well coached and they're tough every year. And we definitely have our hands full tomorrow night. So,
yeah, they have played very well all year long. You have a good team what's it going to take tomorrow night for you to walk away with a victory? What are maybe two or three of the keys that you have to win that game against Spokane?
Well, we have to slow them down offensively. I mean, they're scoring somewhere right around 100 points a game. I think it's just underneath that. They have so many weapons. You know, it seems like every guy that you know, starts and every guy that checks into the game, you know, can score. And they have so many shooters. They can shoot the three so well, and they've got some guys that can drive it. And but the thing I'm most impressed with about Spokane is they're a very smart team. And so we're going to have to be very solid in everything we do. You know, we're going to have to follow our defensive principles and make sure our angles are correct and make sure we're doing things the right way to slow those guys down. And offensively, we're going to have to make some shots. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. My team has been so streaky this year shooting the ball. If you called the Treasure Valley coach, he would tell you we're the best shooting team in the nation. You know, we hit 21 threes on those guys, you know, and then, you know, we'll turn around the next night and make 8 or 9. So, you know, we're going to have to be firing on all cylinders on both ends of the floor.
Very good, Jeff. It's a pleasure to know you. Keep up the good work at Walla Walla Community College. And best to you in a game tomorrow night against Jeremy.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Greg. And, again, just appreciate everything you're doing for us. And have a good evening.
You betcha. Thank you, Jeff. I'm trying my best, and I really appreciate you saying that because I love NWAC basketball, both men and women. And speaking of Jeremy Groth, we're going to go to him next. The head men's basketball coach at Spokane, who is going to play Walla Walla tomorrow night. Jeremy, how you doing?
Hey, Greg. Doing well. Thanks for having me again.
We haven't talked to you, obviously, for a month like the rest of the coaches. What kind of a letter grade would you give your team and why if the season stopped right now?
That's a good question for sure. I like what we've done, the memories we've had, and obviously on the court, some things we've done well, some things we need to improve on. I would say probably a B range. I just checked in, so I'm not quite sure what the other coaches said for their teams, but I would say around a B range. Some good things, some things that definitely need to improve on. And with so many things still left ahead, we still have a lot to improve on and get better on. So I'm excited where we're at, but still not satisfied at all with where we hopefully can keep improving on and heading towards.
Yes, and in business or in sports, you're only as good as your next performance.
That is so true. That definitely is so true, especially with the NWAC and how they set up the postseason. Obviously, the preseason just a way just to get figure a lot of things out before you get to where it really matters during league play. And so every single game, every single night in and night out is so, so important. You can't afford to have one night where you don't bring it or you're not ready to go. Like everyone knows in the NWAC, it's great basketball, and if you take a night off, you'll pay the price.
Jeremy, Jeff has a high-powered offensive team, and as he mentioned, at times can shoot the lights out. How do you defend that tomorrow night without giving away your trade secrets, and what do you have to do to beat Walla Walla tomorrow night?
That is definitely the truth. Jeff's team is always, of course, play extremely hard. They can defend at a high level, and, of course, what makes them so dangerous more than almost any other team in NWAC is their ability to really get it going behind the three. No lead is safe. No deficit is too much with them because they can get it going so quickly and get so hot so fast that it is tough to prepare for because you don't go against it every day. And it's one of those things where every shot's a good shot for them, especially outside the three line, and every single guy can shoot the jumper. And so we have to, kind of like he said too, but we have to be locked in every possession of the game. We can't afford to take one possession off. If we do, we're giving up a three ball in our face. And you know, those things, once they start going, they can really get it going, which his team is capable of doing. So we definitely are going to have to making sure we are locked every possession, no taking breaks, and kind of knowing personnel too, which for them, personnel means anybody that steps on the court can shoot the three.
Yes, they can. They're a solid team, and it'll be a great matchup. Jeremy, let me ask you, I've gotten into studying the brain in the last 6 months, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it, and I'm realizing how much mental fatigue can set in with anyone. You travel a lot in the Eastern region, as Jeff alluded to, and you know, how do you overcome this time of year when you've been going at it pretty hard, the mental side of fatigue?
That's a great question, Greg. It's because that, of course, plays a big part in all athletics. I would say for us, just trying to keep things fresh, practice, throwing different things out there, new things out there, mixing drills up, doing different things throughout practice so guys stay sharp mentally, at least as much as we possibly can. And that's kind of – we try to do that as best as we can, even though it's not always successful. We try to make sure guys are always fresh and ready to go, give them an extra day off or two here or there so they're physically fresh, which, of course, will hopefully lead to mentally – a little more mentally fresh as well. I think that if you're physically fresh, that can have a little bit of direct correlation to how mental you are too. Because if you are kind of worn out physically, that can wear you out mentally too. So we try to keep guys ready to go on both ends, so they are have nothing but their best effort moving forward, mentally and physically. Because that does play such a huge part overall.
Jeremy, in conclusion, you've got a great basketball teams in Spokane, you being one of them, in my opinion, and I'm not superstitious, so I'm not afraid to say it. Do your guys kind of look at Whitworth and say, man, that's the number one team in the country. We want to be number one, too.
They are. Whitworth is a great school, and it's we actually get scrimmage them once a year, every year, and this year they showed us why they're the number one team in the country at that level. They did a great job. They're very well coached by Matt Logie over there. He does a really good job. And they're experienced. They have a lot of, I think, older guys on their team this year, too, which helps a lot at their level. And they play extremely hard. They're a good judge of success and what it takes to be successful as far as hard work, putting your time in, and doing things the right way, because their program is top-notch. And just by us playing against them this year, it made us a lot better as a group, and it definitely showed us a lot of things we need to work on.
Very good, Jeremy. Keep up the good work up there. It's exciting to watch the progress of your team this year, and we'll talk to you again in a month's time.
Thanks, Greg, as always, like those other guys alluded to. Also, I appreciate it. Appreciate all you do for the NWAC and everything you do to get the word out about the great basketball that is the NWAC.
My pleasure. Thank you for saying that. I love doing it, and it's well-earned. Have a great week and night, and I'll talk to you in a month. That's Jeremy Groth, the head men's coach at Spokane. Is having a great year up there. And next, let's see who we're going to go to here. Let's see. Having a little problem here. We don't have any of the coaches lined up right now, so we're waiting for Fred Menners at Lower Columbia Community College to come on with us. And we're also waiting for Greg Sheely at Lane Community College, who's having a fantastic year. And in the meantime, do not forget to get out and see an NWAC basketball game, men and women. For the most part, they play on Wednesday and Saturday. You can check the schedule at www.nwacsports.org. That's www.nwacsports.org. That has a complete schedule. Go to basketball and you'll see it right there, the schedule for both the men and women. They have the results in there. It's a fabulous website. Tracy Swisher does a great job with that in the NWAC office. So make sure you hit that up. And I think if you go to an NWAC game and you haven't been to one, I will pretty much guarantee you that you will go back, which is what it's all about. And, of course, there's games all over the place. And as I said, most of them take place on Wednesday and Saturday, and there's different starting times, but for the most part on the weekend it's 2 and 4 on the weekday, 5:30 and 7:30, and in most cases the women's game always precedes the men's game. And I love following the NWAC. Of course, I write about it every Sunday in www.gregcrawfordsports.wordpress.com, and have a lot of fun doing that. I do the power rankings, which are fun. You know, not everybody can get in power ranks because I do things in nines, but that's all right. If a team hasn't gotten there, I'm sure they'll get there in the future. It gives them something to shoot at. And those power rankings are just for fun. You know what? There's no substance to them. I do them for fun, and I kind of have a little formula that I use, and that's the way it goes. And, of course, We do other NWAC shows. If you're interested in the NWAC, we do a show with four coaches the last Tuesday of each month, the last Tuesday of each month at 10 p.m. On Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz. And then each Tuesday night, we do the NWAC South Fast Break Show, and that's at 9:30. So if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com, you'll be able to just punch in NWAC Sports, and all the shows will come right up. And by the way, if you can't listen live to any of the shows, you can always catch them podcasted. So right now we're waiting to hear from Chad and also Greg Shealy at Lane Community College. So I don't see them on our board here to get them on the air, but hopefully sometimes things come up and they're not able to join us for various reasons, but we always look forward to talking to these five coaches. And this is each the third Tuesday of each month. So the third Tuesday, everybody will be on again in February, and we're going to do this year round. There's plenty to talk about in the off season. Just because games are not going on, there is much, much to talk about. And I hope we're not having any technical difficulties. As I said, we're waiting for our two coaches to call in here tonight. But I have a, just so you know about Block Talk Radio, it's really great. And they do a great job, the quality on the air, the sound and everything. And I have a little board in front of me on my little tablet that I look at, and I can tell when anybody calls in, and then I just punch the microphone on that board, and the coaches come up. So I know when they're here, and I don't see either of our coaches here, Greg Shealy or Ted Metters, both women's basketball coaches, respectively, at Lane and at Lower Columbia Community College, and they both do a great job coaching their teams. So I'm going to stay on maybe a couple more minutes and see if either one of them can join me. If not, I'll end the program a little bit early. And of course, it was great to hear from Brock Beltre, the head men's coach at Skagit Valley Community College. Great to hear from Jeff Ryland, the head men's coach at Walla Walla Community College. And of course, Jeremy Groth, who's having a terrific year at Spokane Community College in that eastern region, which is so tough, just like the rest of the great regions in the NWAC. And as I said, please, you know, I have no reason to say this except it's just great value. It's great watching. Get out and see an NWAC game. I will guarantee you go and see one game. You will be able to go back and watch games all the time because you'll kind of get hooked on the basketball. And this time of year, almost every school has doubleheader, men's and women's games. So I think you'll really will enjoy that. And don't forget, we do three NWAC shows. As I said, the coach is on tonight. They're on every third Tuesday. The last Tuesday of each month, we have four coaches on from the NWAC. And then, of course, every Tuesday at 9:30, tonight's show is 10. The other show is at 10, the last show. And then, of course, at 9:30 every Tuesday night, we talk. We have the NWAC South Fast Break Show, coaches that represent, four coaches that represent the Southern region or part of the Southern region. And that is a lot of fun as well because that's a great region of basketball, as is all the regions in the NWAC. I think our coaches that needed to call in might have had something come up. That's obvious. That happens from time to time, just like occasionally we have technical difficulties, but I don't see them here. I'm going to give this one more shot to make sure we're not having any technical difficulties. And I don't see any. The coaches probably were just not able to call in tonight. And that happens from time to time. They'll, for certain, I'm almost certain they'll be on then the third Tuesday. Both Greg and Chad will be on the third Tuesday of the month of February. And as I said, we're going to do this year-round. So lots to talk about as we head towards the basketball season is well half over. And you know, we're kind of heading down the stretch here. It's been a fun season, but it's got a lot to go. Hey, by the way, thanks for listening tonight. The NWAC is a great league. In a lot of sports, you can go to www.nwacsports.org, catch up with a lot of things, including basketball, both men's and women's. Thanks for listening tonight, everybody. And don't forget to make your free throws. Good night, everyone.